Hello, and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving into the fascinating world of uncovering forgotten women through overlooked primary sources. If you're anything like me, you've probably found yourself captivated by the stories that history seems to have misplaced, left to collect dust in the archives. There's something incredibly fulfilling about bringing these narratives into the light, especially when it means giving a voice to those who've been tucked away in the margins of history. Now, why are we talking about this today? Well, when I first embarked on this journey, I felt like I was trying to find a needle in a haystack without really knowing what a needle looked like. There were no guides, no roadmaps. So my goal here is to share the insights I've gained over the years and help you navigate this complex but fascinating realm of research. We'll explore everything from foundational ideas to advanced strategies, all aimed at helping you bring these hidden stories into focus. Let's kick things off by understanding what we often overlook. It might sound obvious, but recognizing the value of overlooked sources is surprisingly tricky. We're usually trained to notice the big and bold headlines of history. But what about the footnotes, the marginalia, the seemingly mundane documents like receipts, letters, or diaries? These are the breadcrumbs that can lead us to some truly incredible revelations. I remember stumbling upon a collection of old grocery lists in an archive once and thinking, why am I looking at this? But those lists ended up revealing more about the daily lives and social statuses of women during that time than any textbook ever could. It's a common misconception that only official documents hold historical weight. But the truth is, the most authentic human experiences often hide in the most unexpected places. Now that you've got your sources, how do you start unearthing those hidden stories? One of my favorite techniques is cross-referencing. It sounds simple, but it's more nuanced than it appears. By comparing a woman's letter to the newspaper headlines of her day, or a diary entry to census data, you begin to piece together a fuller picture of her life. And let's not underestimate the power of technology. Digital archives and databases are gold mines. Digital humanities, which uses computational methods for humanities research, have grown exponentially since 2018, making primary sources more globally accessible than ever. I remember a fascinating case where someone used facial recognition software on old family photos to trace connections across generations. It's a brilliant way to link individuals who otherwise seemed unrelated. The technology might feel daunting at first, but once you get the hang of it, it's like having a superpower. Over the past decade, digital archives have transformed historical practice more than in the previous 50 years. As you get more comfortable with your research, diving deeper becomes the next step. One pro tip is developing a keen eye for context. A single document might not reveal much on its own, but understanding its historical context can change its significance dramatically. Imagine finding a mention of a particular textile in a letter. At first glance, it might seem trivial, but if that textile was a rare import at the time, it could indicate wealth or social aspiration. This kind of insight requires patience and a willingness to delve into the nitty-gritty of history, but the rewards are worth it. It feels like being a detective, piecing together clues no one else has noticed. So, what about the challenges? A question I often get is, how do I know if a source is reliable? In our age of misinformation, this concern is valid. Generally, you'll want to cross-check multiple sources to verify facts and look for consistency across different documents and accounts. Even with the rise of digital archives, it's crucial to view digital sources critically, especially concerning their authenticity and integrity. Another common hurdle is finding sources in the first place. My advice? Reach out to local historical societies or smaller archives. They're often treasure troves of untapped resources and can provide unique insights that larger institutions might overlook. Plus, the staff at these smaller places are usually incredibly passionate and helpful. If you're ready to embark on this journey of discovery, here's what I recommend. Start small. Choose a subject or individual you're genuinely curious about. This curiosity will fuel your research and keep you motivated, even when you hit inevitable roadblocks. Next, immerse yourself in the era you're studying. Read novels, watch films, listen to music from that time. It might sound like an excuse to binge-watch period dramas, but understanding the cultural backdrop can provide invaluable context for your findings. It helps you feel the period, which is crucial for understanding the documents you're analyzing. Ultimately, uncovering the forgotten stories of women in history isn't just about filling in the gaps, it's about rewriting the narrative. It's about acknowledging that history isn't a single story, but a rich tapestry woven from countless threads. And you, dear listener, are holding one of those threads. I can't wait to see where it leads you. Happy exploring!